WMFO Medford, Mass.
Happiness and pain. I'm a sound of sweet persuasion, a voice that will never lie. I was there when you were born, and I'll be there when. I am the blue.
pitched them until there was no more light. Won't you come and see me sometime? We can talk about old times. Just two old lonely guys getting together one last time. Though it can be so hard to show your love, tough guys like us don't talk about that stuff. Let's leave the conversation to the weather. And if the Sox are gonna do it again next summer, won't you come and see me sometime?
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
Love it so much.
What? We put up a fight for the other side. is my bestest friend. We don't need nobody, cause we got each other, or at least I pretend. We get down every Friday.
Body. 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Yeah. two, three, four, five, six. I'm in love with rock and roll, and I'll be out all night, Roadrunner. That's right.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Walking outside, labyrinthine over cracks along under the trees. I know this town grounded in a compass, cardinal landing in the dogwood. I keep going over it over and over. My steps iterate my shame. How come every outcome's such a come down? Lately, afternoon with the shades drawn down. Kept saying, I just wanna see it. Saying, what's wrong with that? Needle shaking, outlines in a compass. Every outcome such a come down. I knew it when I saw it. So I did just what I wanted. So saw your boyfriend at the Port Authority, sort of fucked up place. Well, so I averted my stride on a quick one. It's coming back from going over your place, huh? I feel like we could forget about it. I feel like I could mellow out. I don't feel undone in a big way. There's nothing really bad to be upset about. When I thought I was getting better, I woke up on the ground. An appointment or disappointment, step back on the come down. As if I needed a reminder. Oh, I do only what I wanna. So walking out in the nighttime, springtime, needling my way home. I saw Leah on the bus a few months ago. I saw some old friends at her funeral. My steps keep splitting my grief through these solipsistic moods. I should call my parents when I think of them. Should tell my friends when I love them. Maybe I should have gone at a bit more when you guys are still in town. I got too caught up in my own shit. How every outcome such come down.
This is Batman. No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.